it's Passover and operators are standing by?
I guess you possibly could. It is Passover. Thousands, millions of Jews around the world will attend Seders tonight. Many attended Seders on Friday, but there was a non-traditional Seder on Friday. It sounded a little different from what you may be used to.
There's a great song, join me if you know it, or just hum along if you'd like. We were slaves in Egypt, now we are free people, which is the essence of this entire celebration.
Okay, that's not a bad microphone recording that. That's the sound of speakerphone. All those participants in this Seder were spread out, many of them all over the New York metro area. Many of them are seniors who participate in this virtual phone Seder that's been facilitated by a nonprofit called Darot for nearly 20 years. And here to explain is Judy Ribnick. She leads Seders for Darot. She also serves as the Director of Community Services for the group. So for nearly 20 years you've been doing this. What was the idea behind it?
The idea is to make religious celebrations accessible for seniors who are homebound or frail, or their caregivers who can't get out to celebrate, or who don't have a community with whom to celebrate, to bring the holiday in and just increase the celebration for everybody involved and the educational value as well.
How many people are usually on the line while you're doing the Seder?
We keep it fairly small, between 7-10 people, so we can hear and interact with each other.
Okay, let's play a little sound from the one that you had on Friday.
We actually have something else on our Seder table here, and I'm going to let you guess what it is. Okay, take a listen with the phone.
Oh, coins.
Now we come to a wonderful part of the Seder. Would someone be willing to read in English the four questions?
I would, Rose Roberts.
Okay, Rose, thank you, everybody.
That's adorable.
We're on page 8 in the Haggadah.
Why is this night different from all the other nights?
The Haggadah is the story of the Israelites' release from slavery in Egypt, which is traditionally, it's a tradition of reading that on Passover. That's pretty much what the Passover Seder is about. But do you go through every single part of the traditional Seder over the phone?
We touch on many of the aspects of the Seder. We talk about the items on the Seder plate. We give everybody a Haggadah, the large print Haggadah, so they can read it.
Everyone can follow along.
Everyone
that's
can
one of the great
along.
Things about the book.
For some people who live in the area, we give actually a Seder plate with the ritual items. We sing songs. We drink grape juice. Some people drink wine. We share memories of Seder's gone past. These people are 70, 80, 90 years old and have lots of memories to share.
That could be a long conversation, memories. But you also, I understand, do a lot of singing.
Die, die, enu. Die, die, enu. Die, die, enu. Die, enu. Die, enu. Die, enu.
So you'll get dozens, 20 people or so on the phone singing these songs?
We keep it to about 10, 15 people so we can really talk with one another, learn together, and sing these songs together. Yes.
Judy, how do you pick the youngest?
The youngest, traditionally for the four questions, the youngest, we ask the oldest person, actually. We sing it together. Some people have never sung the four questions before in their lives, and this is a first opportunity for them to keep learning 90 years and plus.
And how many of these do you do every year?
We do a couple Seders every year, I do two of these Seders every year.
Okay, so 30 people or so are going to be participating in Seder by phone. That's a really great tradition.
Jump started into
down
the
their
Seder.
Phone lines.
That's correct. Jump started into Seder.
Skype Seder's next.
Thank you.
Judy Ribnick, phone Seder leader, fine singing voice, Director of Community Services at Darot. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.